It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. April, yes, we celebrate spring, prom, year for graduation season, but it's also a month of significance for victims of sexual assault, which is why I always am supportive of MOXA, Metropolitan Organization Countering Sexual Assault. On the line, we have one of our good buddies who's going to talk to us about it today, Tyler Lumpkin, who's the coordinator of education and outreach for MOXA. How you doing today, Tyler?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing wonderful. First of all, sexual violence happens everywhere. And there's some of the stats are startling, like 1 in 5 women will experience completed or attempted rape during their lifetime. 1 in 10 children will be sexually abused. More than 80% of sexual violence is committed by someone the victim knows. What do you have to say about those startling statistics, and how does MOXA help in the midst of that?
That's a great question. And I think when we think about sexual violence statistics, I think they're really useful for bringing awareness and creating an understanding in the community that anyone can be a victim of sexual violence. And really, MOXA's mission, we exist to improve the lives of anyone that's experienced sexual violence or sexual abuse and assault. And we work to prevent that sexual violence from happening again in the Kansas City community. And so when we think about those statistics, I think it's important to think about that, you know, like I said, anyone can be a victim of sexual violence. Yeah. And it's important that we support all victims of sexual violence, especially when we think about like the statistics and how quickly they're changing and mm-hmm. as the culture changes, what does it all look like? So I think anyone can be that for sure.
And I love the fact that MOXA, you guys provide counseling, advocacy, have a 24-hour support line. Tragically, I know someone who had to use the line and got so much help from you all. But Tyler, I want to talk about some of these misnomers, because a lot of times when we hear about sexual violence or sexual assault happening, particularly in certain circumstances, you hear about, well, particularly when it comes to women, well, how they were dressed or were they drinking too much? Mm-hmm. How do we stand against that? Because I don't care if somebody's walking down the street in nothing but a pair of heels. You don't deserve to be sexually assaulted.
Absolutely, 100%. One of the things that I will say when I'm working with students or with community members is that there's no human behavior that a person can do where the natural consequence of that behavior is sexual assault. Meaning, right? There's nothing that someone can do where they deserve that. It's never the victim's fault, regardless of what people are wearing or what people are doing or if they've been drinking or who they're with. I think it's important to know that sometimes using those like victim blaming insults or those victim blaming that rhetoric really doesn't hold accountable the people that are actually harming other folks. And what we try really hard to do is to educate that it doesn't matter what someone's wearing. It doesn't matter what someone's doing. Sexual Assault Awareness Month is the month of April, which is what we're in right now. And one of the big things that we do when we're thinking about like what people were wearing is that kind of that stereotype or that rhetoric that people will say. There's something called Denim Day. So on April 24th, Denim Day really just means that people, you can pay your employer or you wear jeans or you wear as much denim as you can to kind of support that purpose or that understanding that it doesn't really matter what someone wears or what someone's doing. People, that's not what sexual violence is about, right? It's about someone choosing to harm another person. And it's never, ever, ever the victim's fault, even if you know, they're wearing something that people say is inappropriate.
Absolutely. Or even if it gets to the point where you're in a sexual situation, once you say no, that's it.
Absolutely. And I always tell people too, like, you're allowed to change your mind. You can agree, you know, given this amount of information, and then someone is like, you know what, actually, this isn't for me, and you are allowed to change your mind at any given time, right? For sure.
And one last thing, Tyler, if someone has suffered sexual assault or abuse in the past, how can MOXA help them currently?
That's a great question. So you mentioned the crisis line earlier. We definitely have a 24-hour crisis line. We've got a Missouri number and a 913 number, but they go to the same place, and we can serve people on both the Missouri and the Kansas side. And I'm happy to provide those numbers if you'd like. But really, we do a lot. We've got education. So we're in a bunch of schools talking about it and educating students about it that way. Definitely that crisis line, which is a confidential line that people can call 24/7, 365 if they need help or if they need connected to services. We've got advocacy services. So if people need to make a police report or they go to the hospital to get evidence collected, we've got people that will go with them and support them in that way. And then obviously, you know, you mentioned counseling earlier, but we've got counselors that can provide all types of different counseling for people that have experienced sexual violence. It helps to have an agency or an organization that really understands sexual assault and understands that no one ever deserves it. It's never the victim's fault. And I think when we operate from the perspective that it's never the victim's fault, we really, really strive to support those that have experienced it, because we know that it can be really terrifying and it can be really isolating and it can be really hard to navigate. And so our goal is really just to open up all of those doors and eliminate obstacles so that people can get the help that they need to process and heal and work, on something that happened to them that they didn't deserve.
For more on MOXA, the services that they offer, ways that you can help or volunteer, go to moxa.org. Also, their crisis line is on the website. Thank you so much, Tyler. I appreciate everything that you had to say today so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.